Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got this email before Labor Day weekend, and this is kind of interesting. Jordan writes, my wife of mine for 6 years is starting to not sleep with me. We only have sex once a week, if that, and she doesn't seem to care. I read somewhere that sex is healthy. Is that true? I'm grabbing at straws here, Doc. Okay, so I think he wants to tell his wife that sex is healthy to try to get her to sleep with him more. And by the way, if you guys could ever call in, I'd love to talk to you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. First of all, if you have sex once a week, that starts to be the average of a lot of couples at that point in the marriage. You know, the very first year of marriage, you guys are having it 6 times a day, roughly. But, you know, at least once a day. Then it starts to kind of slow down to every couple days because somebody is sore or somebody gets tired and they're like, you know what, we've been doing it every day. Yeah, we could skip a night, no big deal. Then you start going to, you know, a couple times a week. Then you're like, you know what, let's do it on date night. You know, the weekend. I got to get up early, we'll just do it on the weekend. All right, we'll do it on the weekend. That's okay because I'm tired too. You know, and you're starting to not shave your legs. All right. Then, you know, the weekend comes along and you guys go out. You know, I am way too tired. I love you, babe. I love you, babe, too. So the average couple does it probably anywhere from 1 to 4 times a month in terms of a sexually active couple. Then you have the group in the population that just doesn't have sex. You got tons of couples out there that don't have sex. So if I said the true average amount of sex that a married couple has, it would probably average out to 1 to 2 times a year. Which is really bad, but that's because you have a huge group of people not sleeping with their spouse anymore, or they're in their 80s, or, you know, so or they're having difficulty with pregnancy or erectile dysfunction, etc. So when you average everybody out, it's not that often. But when you average couples actually having regular sex, you know, in a quote unquote good marriage, once a week is kind of average, okay? So, and actually pretty good. So, quick plate. All right. Now, what about the idea that sex is healthy? Well, that's true. That's true. Remember there was a study a couple years back talking about the calorie expenditure? Fox News has a real good article on 7 healthy reasons to have sex. All right. And one of the reasons is, yes, sex does burn calories. In a 2013 study, there were volunteers who wore activity trackers, and men burnt about 101 calories per session. Women, an average of 69. Now, it all depends, of course, how long you're having sex. Okay. If it's 2.5 minutes, no, you're not going to expend much, okay? But let's say there's foreplay with it. I know. I need to teach you guys how to do that because a lot of you aren't. You're really skipping it, all right? But according to the doctor, Dr. Lemmiller, he said, sex in the study is supposed to go from foreplay to orgasm, and it lasted 25 minutes. Uh-huh. 25 minutes. Wow. I couldn't imagine. 25, well, foreplay, you know. Yeah, foreplay for me is showing me like a ho-ho or a chocolate cupcake. Anyway, if you have sex for longer than 25 minutes, you can, how? I'm pooped. Anyway, sex helps you sleep. We talked about that. The number one reason a lot of women cite for having sex was not that they wanted to, but it would help them sleep. That was interesting. Sex was a few answers down the line in this one study we talked about a couple of years ago. Well, the number one was helping them sleep. Number two was getting rid of the headache. If they had sex, their headache would go away. Remember, during the climaxing, you release prolactin. Prolactin is a hormone that actually helps you sleep. That's why people fall asleep. Both men and women will fall asleep with the prolactin. Does sex lower your blood pressure and stress levels? Well, it depends on what you do and the aftermath after. But if it's sex with the person you're supposed to be with, okay, and use proper birth control if that's what you wanted, then yeah. Back in 2005, there was a Scottish study where volunteers were asked to record their sexual activity for 2 weeks and then give an anxiety-inducing test. Those who had sex on a regular level had lower blood pressure, less stress. So that's pretty cool. Does sex strengthen the heart? Well, yeah, because you're exercising. They say, though, a British study found that men who had sex at least twice a week over a period of 20 years were less likely to have died from heart disease than those who got it less than once a month. After 10 years, the risk of sudden death was 50% less than those who had sex. Now, mind you, people that have sex, number one, it's activity, but number two, they want to make sure that they get the deed, so they may be working on their health and their body and their shape a little better. But, Jordan, if you want to tell your wife that her having sex with you will save your life, according to that one study from Great Britain, yeah, you could probably get away with that. Does sex protect against cancer? This is a tough one. There was a study talking about masturbating causing increased risk of prostate cancer, but having sex, less risk. I don't really understand the difference there. And there was a study for breast cancer. A French study found that women who had sex at least once a month were less likely to develop breast cancer than those who didn't. All right, if you climax less than 6 times a month, you increase your risk of breast cancer. That was a Greek study. Does sex boost immunity? There was a study out of Wilkes University that said it did. They tested saliva for levels of immunoglobulin A, an antibody that fights off viruses, and found that students who had sex once or twice a week had more IgA, hence a better immune system. That would make sense because your body's preparing, you know? And then does sex relieve pain? Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people say that sex makes your headache go away, especially migraine sufferers and cluster headaches, because you have endorphins that get released through orgasm and more flow to the genital area. So a lot of people have sex for that. But, if I could just urge you all, have sex, you know, because you love the person and you want to be with the person, okay? Not because you think it'll help get off a mole. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a bunch of stories here. We got this unprecedented lung virus where a bunch of kids have been in multiple states going to the ER with this virus that's affecting the lungs. So we're going to be talking about that. Thus far, thank God, nobody's died from this, but just something we didn't expect so quickly. We also have, you know, a lot of your dads smoke in high school and stuff, and you think you're all cool. Well, apparently, if you smoke before baby's born, even if you stop after baby's born, baby can still get asthma. All right? We're actually seeing an increase in thyroid cancer and kidney cancer in kids. Who knew that would be happening? We have a news on a flu shot. Hopefully a one shot does it. Oh, one shot. Yeah. Huh? How many shots could a woodshot shot if a woodshot could shot wood? Excellent. All right. Then we have two men who believe They are telepathically sending messages to each other. This is pretty cool. All right, so as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Right now, 1,000 children across 10 states, Missouri, Kansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Iowa, Colorado, Ohio, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Georgia have reported high numbers of children being admitted, some into intensive care, with these viral symptoms. Now, the viral symptoms, it looks like they start out with just a common cold, and then unfortunately they go into respiratory distress. Now, experts have not been able to tell us or identify the virus. Right now we have some reports from some news sources like Chicago Tribune. They're calling it enterovirus D68. All right. Now, enteroviruses, a lot of times enteroviruses hit the GI system. But this is enterovirus D68 or EVD68, which is a rare respiratory virus that causes asthma-like symptoms. So right now, the CDC is reporting 10 states that have that, all the way west is Colorado to east is North Carolina. And that's probably just the people reporting it. All right? You know, any of us who live in states that, you know, start seeing anything weird, we're supposed to be reporting it to the health department. All right? They say right now it's 10 states, but ABC News Chief Health Medical Editor Dr. Richard Besser said it is going to be across the country. Now, we do have a virologist on the case. A virologist and director of the CDC, Mark Palench, had told CNN that the cases already being treated are just the tip of the iceberg in terms of severe cases. So what the hell is going on here? Apparently, in Kansas City, Missouri, about 450 children were treated at one facility, Children's Mercy Hospital. 60 of them had to go into the ICU. That is frightening. Now, how many ICU beds do a lot of these hospitals have? You know, intensive care, that they're, I'm wondering if some of these hospitals are going to have to convert. And I remember some of the hospitals I worked at, there were maybe 4 ICU beds. Some of the bigger ones, 10, 12. You got 60 kids that need intensive care? Now, what they may do is use some of the more higher level floors, like med surg or, you know, the higher floors that we use. And maybe bring in respirators or bring in respiratory techs there. But this is kind of pretty frightening. CDC says some of the 19 of the cases, that 19 of the cases in Kansas City tested positive for this enterovirus D68. So what do? Well, they help the kids with breathing. They make sure that the kids are breathing. They try to decrease the inflammation. If it's a virus, you can't really give these kids antibiotics. So if they go into respiratory distress, it's all about making sure these kids have bronchodilators, opening up the airway, giving them breathing treatments to help open up the airway, giving them oxygen, sometimes even pushing the oxygen in with some of these respirators, and then making sure that the virus doesn't continue to consume and cause other issues and then secondary infections. So, all right, if your kids are going to school and you're like, okay, well, you know, what do I do? What's going on? What should I do? Make sure your kid does not be around anybody sick. If so, I would say avoidance is key. Washing your hands with soap and water. Try not to kiss, hug, share utensils. If your kid feels sick, keep them home. If you think the whole class is sick with this, I would just keep your kid out. All right, get the homework. Do the homework at home, and then when it looks like all clear, bring the kid back. Again, I don't want to concern you, but this is crazy. We wake up today and we hear about all this respiratory stuff. Blessing Hospital in Kinsey, Illinois, saw more than 70 children with respiratory issues last weekend. Now, I was on the plane yesterday. We finally actually got on the plane, and a lot of coughing on that plane. A lot of coughing. You know how you try not to breathe on the plane? Right? You know, you try not to breathe. So you're like, I'm going to keep this quiet. I'm not going to breathe. The best thing you can do on a plane is get that little oxygen flow, the oxygen flow that's right in front of you. And that'll blow viruses and stuff away. My kid coughs into my shirt. My kid turns to me and coughs. He coughs right into my boob, you know, and I don't know. He thinks my boob is like a filter. And I'm like, nah. And then I tell tell them, get away from my feet. You know, trying to cough into the boob is worse than you trying to beat on the ground. So just, cover your mouth when you cough. All right. We'll definitely keep you guys posted as we know more about that. All right. What's going on the Ebola front? They said the experimental Ebola vaccine protected monkeys from the epidemic for 10 months. They say one vaccine protects lab monkeys from the disease for 5 weeks, and then you could give a booster, and that booster will help for 10 months. All right, so hopefully that gives you enough time to help treat people with Ebola, fix your family members up, get everything cleaned up in the house so by the time the vaccine wears off. So it's a pair of experimental Ebola vaccines. The monkeys were happy. They were, jumping and scratching their underarms, very, very happy. The vaccine is effective, we talked about, but it needs a booster. Pharmaceutical firms now are accelerating their efforts to provide these vaccines. Apparently, we have now a death toll up to 2,000, and we're being told by the CDC expected to hit 20,000 before this is done. Now, GlaxoSmithKline now is testing this on healthy volunteers and to see if it'll protect Ebola in the short term, and then augment their study to look for if it will protect long term. 5 weeks to me isn't enough. It's something. All right, but remember the problem with these vaccines is it sometimes takes a couple weeks to kick in. So what are they talking about? Are they talking about 5 weeks from the time you got shot, or 5 weeks from the 2 weeks or so it takes to kick in? Now let's say somebody says, you know what, give it a few weeks. Okay, so you give it a few weeks, you got the 5 week shot, now you're at 4 week in 1 day. Now you have to travel to West Africa. If you have the delays like I have, it may take you close to a week to get to West Africa. Now you're in West Africa, now the shot doesn't work anymore, and now you gotta turn right back. The vaccine uses a chimp adenovirus, closely related to the human version, that causes upper respiratory tract infections. I know some of you are like, wait a second, this is a little suspicious. We got this adenovirus with respiratory infections that we're using for Ebola, and then all of a sudden we have all these kids getting sick here from a respiratory virus. No, different. That's an enterovirus. The Ebola vaccine is using an adenovirus. We got the enteroviruses and the adenoviruses. Big difference. So I think we're okay. Now hopefully none of these viruses mate. The vaccine in the study is similar to competing vaccines being developed by GlaxoSmithKline, which began human safety trial. There's too many S's. My lisp is coming back. Johnson & Johnson is also aiming to start safety trials in early 2015. Yay! They're going to get to work on this in 2015. A third experimental Ebola vaccine uses a different delivery system where they use a livestock pathogen called vesicular stomatitis virus. Now that sounds juicy. A vesicular stomatitis virus. Have you guys ever had those big nasty canker sores? Okay, we call when you get your canker sores or aphthous ulcers sometimes stomatitis. Oh, they hurt. All right. Anyway, there's a livestock pathogen called, no, not testicular, nothing with the testicles yet, vesicular stomatitis virus. Now, that I can say without a lisp. This version developed by Public Health Agency of Canada, they're going to be tested in healthy volunteers this fall. So Canada is going to be dealing with the vesicular juicy one. All right. Well, we're all waiting till 2015. All right. I hope they get their acts together. Godspeed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, one of you had written me that you needed a generic cream that you always use on a rash, and you usually got it for, I don't know, $4, $7, $10. All of a sudden, you went to the pharmacy for the same exact medication, and you were quoted $240. You want to know what is happening with generic medications and why they are so costly. I'm shocked. I am seeing the exact same thing. Remember I told you one of my patients came in saying she wanted to take doxycycline for malaria prophylaxis instead of mefloquine because it was cheaper, yet she went to the pharmacy and was told it was going to be $300 for a prescription of doxycycline. I told her she's full of it. There's no way. Doxycycline has never been that expensive in the 30-some years I've seen it used, and no, she was right. the generics are getting more expensive. So why? Why are generic medications getting more expensive? Well, I would probably just say, you know, when you look at generic companies, why would they charge more? Probably because they can. You know, like, why does a dog, you know, lick wherever, right? Because it can. You heard that joke? I think that's what's going on with generics. Because they can. I don't understand this. You know, one of my favorite creams I like to prescribe patients is Michelob 2. It has nystatin triamcinolone. It just works really, really well. You can, you know, they get these patches. They don't know if it's fungus. They don't know if it's eczema. They put a little bit of it on for a couple days, very thin film, and it gets better, and they love it. And this is something I've been using in my practice for years. Many of you also have been using Lotrizone, things like that, and it really works well. I don't know, for some reason I find my patients will use less regular steroid creams when I give them the combo one. Now they'll definitely use it less because it's costing $280. But this is crazy. I believe CBS News in Miami had an article here. They were talking about a recent survey that just 70% of the nation takes right now at least one prescription medication, and they are noticing that these manufacturers now maybe just two or three, and the price point has increased five times from what it was originally. So you had all these manufacturers. Now you have less manufacturers. Companies went out of business. You only have a couple manufacturers making this. They're going to charge what they want. This is pretty frightening. Some of the generics that have shot up in price are digoxin for heart conditions, levothyroxine for thyroid, prednisolone, steroids, etc. The other thing, too, that I think led to this is we had shortages of drugs. So when we had shortages of medications, the prices went up. You know, it's interesting. I thought, and again, I'm no economic expert, obviously, nor expert in anything, as you could tell. I'm no expert when it comes to the economy. I mean, I knew Obamacare would be bad, and we did predict a lot of the financial ripples. However, I thought that the generic market would be one of the saving graces of this crappy bill, this horrible piece of crap bill, okay? There's no other way to put it. I'm like, all right, fine. Insurance companies are now going to make everybody go to generics. Generics will have a nice, healthy market. We'll be able to get our blood pressure medicines and everything for under $5. That's not happening. The generics are going up. I told you, EpiPens are a few hundred dollars. These creams are $280. Antibiotics, $300. What the heck is going on? And the answer is these generic companies are probably doing it because they can. I just don't understand why, you know, they're regulating. I don't understand this. So the government is regulating employers. They're regulating us, forcing us to buy health insurance, but they still don't give us any help on the cost of things. All right. Insurance still costs too much and drugs still cost too much. Yet we're being threatened with taxes if we don't pay for health insurance. You kidding me? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so according to dumbout.net, I saw this article, and I like the way they wrote it because there's been some talk of this cure for influenza. All right, now, flu, we're going to be coming up into flu season, which is pretty frightening, especially with everything else going on right now. And the flu kills about 36,000 Americans each year, according to the CDC. What we do is we do yearly flu shots. All right. And we do, you know, the yearly flu shots are usually about 60 some percent effective. That's pretty much good, you know, and it doesn't really help us with all strains, but it usually does the main strains. Well, now they're working on a new drug called Paramavir, known as Rapivab. And this has been developed by BioCryst Pharmaceuticals with the U.S. National Institutes of Health back in 2009, and it has shown significant relief after one dose for those with acute flu. So this is something that could cure your flu once you get it, all right? Because the vaccines, it would be nice to have. They're also working on somewhere like a vaccine that'll handle all of them, but that's too, I think, difficult and too long in the future because these strains change. But so far, they looked at 4 to 27 adults. They gave them the injection. It's an intramuscular. Don't worry, no suppository. And within 48 hours of them having the flu, they were feeling better within 22 hours. Now, they also say that if you do get this drug, you're hopefully going to be less contagious. So then that could hopefully help contain the spread as well. They have two studies thus far. It's looking pretty good. However, this medication has been used in Japan and Korea now for 4 years. And they say that so far about 1 million Japanese have used the drug. So we could probably, you know, look at some retrospective studies on them and see how they're doing. But when it comes to the flu, we've been really just kind of relying on symptomatic measures like soup and fever reducers and rest, etc. Or we've been turning to the Tamiflu. And the Tamiflu is a 5-day medicine course, 75 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. We use Tamiflu. There's other medications as well, but what I would like to see is something that does work quicker and cheap, okay? But I would also like to see a better flu vaccine as well. 66%, you know, and you know, even though that's good, a lot of my patients refuse to get the flu shot because they say they get sick. They say, the flu shot made me sick. I'm like, what? Flu shot didn't make you sick. Well, a few things could be going on. Number one is maybe the flu shot really made him sick. Maybe there's something in the substrate, something in the solution when they get the shot that makes them feel sick. Or B, they were getting the flu anyway. So now they get the shot. The shot has to take a couple weeks to kick in. They already were exposed to the flu, so the shot didn't even get to do anything. It was too soon. Right? Or C, you get a shot. It starts your immune system up and going, but your immune system feels, you know, makes you feel ucky. So you feel ucky. It's not full-blown flu, but you feel ucky for a few days because you got the shot. That is a medical term, ucky. So we see that as well. So, you know, it's important because patients say, I'm allergic to the flu shot. I'm like, why? Did you stop breathing? They're like, no, just, you know, I felt ucky. I'm like, what are you talking about? All right, again, to avoid the flu, just like this enterovirus across 10 states that we're seeing with kids, just like Ebola, you need to do good hand washing. You need to avoid. Avoid is key. Somebody comes to work acting like they have the flu, don't make them work. Make sure they have off. Okay, you don't want to mess around with it. Get vaccinated if you can tolerate the vaccine. Make sure you're boning up on your liquids. You're boning up on your rest. Make sure you're getting good sleep. Oh, I know. I was at an airport all night. Sorry. Good. Make sure your kids stay home and get better and build up that immunity. All right, guys. Don't go away. We're right back. Can you talk to your brother telepathically 46,000 miles apart? We'll see. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have two men 4,600 miles apart that researchers claim are able to send messages to each other telepathically. All right, now, a lot of us do not believe in mind reading or mental telepathy and all the other stuff, but, you know, I could read people's minds. I know exactly what my husband's thinking. I know what my kids are thinking. I know what my mom is thinking. I even know what you guys are thinking. Trust me. You guys are thinking right now that you want to shut off the radio and not listen to me. See? Another one of you is thinking, I'm gonna mess with her. She's not gonna be able to think what I'm thinking. See, you're thinking that right now. You're so busy thinking about how you're gonna mess with me, so I can't think of your thinking. You see, I could read minds. Okay. But it's one of those things where it's like, all right, it's science fiction. Apparently, though, there's a research facility in the Indian city of Kerala. This is being reported by Mail Online. And you have Dr. Michael Berg at the University of Strasbourg in northeastern France. So what you have is Dr. Berg in France, and then you have Dr. Alejandro Riera in Kerala, okay, which is about 5,000 miles away. So I guess Kerala had a tightly fitting hat, a laptop computer, and began to think. Over the course of the next hour, and this was on March 28th, 51-year-old Dr. Berg, who was in France, okay, and his, I think, I don't know how young, young man counterpart, all right, tried telepathizing or sending mental images. The two men sent a simple message between each other across the continents without using any of their five senses. And the experiment, I guess, was originally in secrecy, but now they've been telling everybody, going, look, guys, this really did happen. All right. And then Plus One, a website that is a very, very common website in academia, published a paper on the outcome. So apparently they claimed they were able to do it. So it was the first technically, scientifically documented telepathic conversation in human history. All right. What they did is they shared a couple words. Hola. And ciao. Hola is Spanish for hello. Ciao, Italian for that. Okay? Not a lot of complexity, etc. But they were able to do that. Now, I don't really, know how you can prove this. Okay, obviously everybody says hi. You know, duh. All right? But, can they, through laptops and imagery and wires, etc., do this? Well, I really think telepathy is something that is out there. I do believe people can converse because we see this with animals, okay? You watch your animals. They converse with each other all the time. And maybe telepathy isn't me thinking someone's like, oh, Dahlia, you're so pretty. All right, maybe that's not what happens with telepathy. Maybe with telepathy is you just get the gist of what's going on automatically, and it's not that you're reading their mind word for word. You know, I look at my cats all the time. They don't say a word to each other, yet they sit there all the time in groups and communicate and connive and plan and strategize and then plan on finding a place to go pee-pee house. But they do that all the time. They know how to communicate with each other, just looking at each other. The dogs, too. Now, the dogs sniff each other's butts, which is cheating, all right? But I still think they communicate. So I think this telepathy and this communication thing, you know, we think dolphins talk to each other or sing to each other. Yeah, they probably do. But I really think animals have a way. You know, my son has a way of looking at me, and I know exactly what he's thinking. I may not know word for word, but it's a look. And I know exactly, you know, moms are very, very able to, they know something's wrong. They know these senses that we have, it's not fake. All right. It's just, can somebody look at me and say, I want a chocolate ice cream cone. And I go, oh, you want a chocolate ice cream cone? No. You know, however, if it's like, you know what? What do you want for dessert? And we saw that we had just passed by a block away an ice cream. Like my husband, I'll know exactly. I bet you want ice cream at that ice cream place we've been. Now, somebody can say, well, hey, you're married to him. All right? Actually, I'm wrong because he'll usually say sex. I'm like, you know, I should have guessed that one first. But here's the thing. I pretend like I read his mind. I mess with him. I used to mess with my kids that way, too. My kids would lie to me about eating vegetables at school. So I would go up to them and I would smell them. I'd go, I know you were lying, so I'd smell the top of their head. And I'm like, no, all you did was pick up a small piece of apple, but you never officially ate it. And my kid was like, whoa, you figure that all by smelling my head? Yep. Yeah. And you were going to do the same thing tomorrow if I didn't say anything. Whoa, Mom. Now it won't work because my kid actually is eating vegetables. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, Governor Jerry Brown says 30% of California state students are undocumented or can't speak English. 30%. 1 in 10 of the workers are illegal. All right. This is a new study that has come out, and it's concerning because they say right now, obviously, they're having major, major money issues, which is probably going to prompt the legalization of marijuana in that particular state. According to this article, they say researchers at the University of Southern California found that illegal immigrants in the state with the biggest economy made up nearly 10% of the workforce, but they found that they contribute $130 billion annually to its gross domestic product. On Thursday, Governor Jerry Brown said 30% of California students are undocumented or don't speak English. Now, many people say, look, I don't understand what's going on with the whole undocumented illegal immigration issue. They spend money when they come here. They buy gas. They buy bubble gum. They buy food. There's state tax on there. True, but it's just not enough. If you're not documented, where the government can then tax you for not buying Obamacare or nickel and diming you, etc., then it's just not enough. What you pay at the grocery store, what you pay at the gas station, etc., it's not enough to keep everything afloat. You have to be paying the taxes like we all do, getting taken out of our checks, etc. So, unfortunately, it's not enough. So, I don't know if I would be swayed with that number. The USC study tried to assess the impact of Californians' estimated 2.6 million people living in the state without permission. They found that illegal immigrants comprise 38% of their agricultural industry, 14% of the construction industry. Half of them had been in California for at least a decade. 58% lack health insurance. 3/4 live in households that include U.S. citizens. Now, there's a few things. I know we don't have enough time as we're coming up on the end of this hour, but there's a few things we can get from this. Okay, number one is, all right, if we have a third of kids in California not speaking English, it puts a heck of a lot more pressure on us to be able to understand what these kids are saying when they grow up as adults and to know Spanish. I know many of you are mad and you're fighting learning Spanish. I've learned Spanish. Trust me, it's a good thing to do. All right? You know, being bilingual, you are going to have a population. If you don't believe it's here now, it is. But you're going to have a population later where you're going to need to be able to speak to them. And then we'll talk about the other ramifications later this week. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.